The devastating two-year border war between Ethiopia and Eritrea may be ending. Ethiopia has announced its acceptance of a peace plan proposed by the Organization of African Unity. Last week, Eritrea accepted the plan to end the conflict, which has killed tens of thousands on both sides. From the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa, John Ogolnik has a report.
In a statement released this evening, Prime Minister Meles Zenawi says his cabinet has accepted the OAU plan, which was worked out in Algiers after more than a week of indirect talks between the two parties. The proposal calls for a 15-mile-wide buffer zone in Eritrea along the border with Ethiopia. UN peacekeepers will patrol the zone while an international team demarcates the border. Eritrea, once a province of Ethiopia, became independent in 1993. At first, relations between the two countries were warm, but many issues were left unresolved, including the final demarcation of the 620-mile-long border. 2 years ago, the war began after Eritrea took over disputed land that was administered by Ethiopia. Sporadic fighting continued until last month when Ethiopia launched a major offensive, seizing all disputed lands and large chunks of Eritrea as well. The two nations are among the poorest in the world. Both countries face severe food shortages due to drought. Up to 10 million people are in need of food aid in Ethiopia alone. And according to UN estimates, the latest Ethiopian offensive has forced some 750,000 Eritreans from their homes. No date has been set yet for signing the peace plan. For NPR News, I'm John Ogolnik in Addis Ababa.